Blog Talk Radio.
God gave me a
future.
He told me that I was
chosen,
predestined me for.
Off of her brand new CD called Best Days, and so it's just a blessing to see how God has blessed her in her ministry, And we thank God that we have music that we can listen to that remind us of the King. Amen. And so this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Relationship Hour, the Relationship Hour, the Relationship Hour, with Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis live. God has blessed us to see another day, another week, and so we are going to rejoice in the fact that we have an opportunity. If we have done something that is not of God, we can correct it and go to Him in repentance, and He will forgive us of our sins. And so we just thank the Lord that He has had His hand on us and allowed us to see yet another day. I want to start by thanking everybody who is supporting the Western World One Network. Everybody, it's just been an overwhelming support for the Western World One Network, headed by Brother Dennis, and for also supporting the Relationship Hour. It is truly our privilege and honor to serve you, God's people, by way of an internet radio broadcast. Now, we changed our foundation scripture for the broadcast. We're going to go from Ephesians chapter 6:12, and it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And so we are going to use that particular verse for our foundation on the broadcast. And like always, whenever we got a problem, the Bible says in Psalms 121, 1 through and 2, it says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." We want to hear from you. If you want to call in and speak on air live, the number to call in is 347-838-9106. But if you just want to listen, that's fine. Go to westernworld1.com, Relationship Hour, and you will be able to listen in. Also, Brother Dennis now has a mobile app. Yeah, you heard it right. He has a mobile app, meaning that on your cellular phone, you'll be able to put an icon, a mobile icon, that will allow you to touch your screen and get right to westernworld1.com. And so please, if you haven't downloaded that, spread the word, spread the news. So people, if they're driving, if they're at home and they don't feel like typing in Western World, they can just simply touch the icon, touch that app, and it'll take you directly to the website. We have another good, real good topic for tonight. I'm excited about this topic. I'm ready to hear from the panel. We've been having some good, strong panels to help us in our conversation. We want to keep that going on tonight. And I see my panel members are already on, so we're going to get to them early. We're going to cut the commentary short a little bit today and get right to the roundtable discussion regarding laziness or exhaustion. Is it laziness or is it legitimate exhaustion? And so that's the question on the table for tonight. And so we look forward to God having His way. And we, like always, we only do this in prayer that somebody gets something out of what we talk about during the conversation tonight. And we look forward to getting feedback. We look forward to somebody being helped along the way. This is recorded. And just so you know, we do have people that go on and listen to the archives. So if you missed it, you can still get it. And so I'm excited, and we're going to take a couple of commercials, and we're going to come back and get right into our discussion for tonight.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Welcome back to the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis Live. I don't drive the bus by myself, y'all. I got Brother Dennis on the line with me. And Brother Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Praise God. Brother Dennis, it's always a blessing to hear your voice. I know you've been kind of under the weather. And we've been praying for your strength and praying for your health and praying for your whatever, if it's in the air, you know, because sinuses can hit everybody and hay fever and all that good stuff. And so we just pray your health in the Lord. Amen.
That's right, man. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So I was going to try to ride it out. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride out today, man. I'm going to be full of life. I'm going to act like nothing is wrong with my nose. And we're just going to go and have some fun. So today, I think, is officially to say that I could be nosy today.
Right. Look, it's you today and me next week.
Right.
Yeah, it usually hits like that. But listen, man, I really thank God that you participated tonight. I know you're kind of willing yourself to get through the program tonight. And if you have to, you know, make your way off early, I understand. If you can stick with us, man, God, man, you know, like I say, I don't drive the bus by myself. You're the actual bus driver, and so we switch off every now and then. And so to keep the broadcast exciting and keep it moving, amen. And so I'm blessed to have you, man. And when you're not on, we miss something, amen. I'm sure the panel can agree with me. When you don't come on and be there on time, it's almost like it's a hit to the broadcast. So in that you're not feeling well, but you came on anyway, we praise God for that. And we look forward to your commentary on this topic: laziness, or is it a legitimate excuse by way of exhaustion? Too often we hear a conversation when it comes to relationships that, you know, or he lazy or she lazy. He never want to do nothing, or she never want to do nothing. And what if it's not laziness? What if it's not just a simple, you know, I'm just not going to do it because I don't feel like. What if there's an actual diagnosis? What if it's exhaustion? You know, it's possible to be exhausted. It's possible to be tired. It's possible to feel a lack of energy. And that be a legitimate reason not to pick up, you know, the clothes, or not to wash the dishes, not to take out the garbage, not to, you know, want to go to work. And so give me something on that. What you think about that, Brother Dennis? Laziness, or is it a legitimate reason?
I think it's legitimate because, you know, they have, I guess people take pills for that. You know, if you're tired, you know what I'm saying, or you can't get no sleep, or those type of things. So I think being exhausted, if you're just exhausted, man, you just can't do it, man. You know, just be open up front and honest. But if you're lazy, man, you already know. Lazy just gonna you're going to sense it when a person's just not doing nothing, or they can be right there by the remote control, and you tell your child to, come here.
Right.
Hand me the remote. So it can, you know, it's really hard to really talk about either one of the two topics, but it's easy to say that, yeah, they both do exist. You know, it's just all about how you gonna, how can you pick it out? You know, because in your grandparents' eyes or your mama's eyes, you're gonna always be lazy. I don't care what you did.
Right.
I don't care what you do, you lazy. If you ain't get up at 6 a.m. in the morning and your half your day complete by noon, you consider lazy. So, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because I guess laziness, is more of an attitude or a behavior. Your attitude toward life is, you know, oh well. And exhaustion is kind of a byproduct of work. Meaning, you know, I've been doing X, Y, Z, and so I'm exhausted. Or, I've done this all day, so I'm exhausted. Can we make the mistake of using the excuse of exhaustion when we know we ain't been doing nothing to be exhausted, but we're just using that because we didn't feel like doing what we know we should have been doing? You get what I'm saying? I should have washed the dishes today. It was three plates and two cups, but I didn't wash the dishes. Here it is now, 6 o'clock. My wife comes home and asks me, "I thought we agreed that you would, you know, wash the dishes, and then I get in and I go in the kitchen and start cooking, but I don't like cooking when there's dirty dishes in the sink." And I turn to her and say, "Now I don't." Probably said in my head, "Man, I messed up. I should have." But I turned to her and say, "I was just exhausted." You know, using that as an excuse. Can we use a legitimate thing as an excuse for covering up our laziness?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's always like you telling on yourself. Well, you know. That you could have taken care of that or got that situation out of the way. And then you turn around, somebody tell you, "Hey, why you do that?" And you just, you come up with something. But yeah, I don't think nothing is a legitimate excuse. Excuse is what? A monument to nothing leads to nothing to nowhere. So I don't think it's
leading to nowhere.
Right. And I don't think that's, I don't think any excuse is legitimate, man. So yeah,
right.
I think you can't get in trouble either way it go, because if you look at it on the other side, when you say, "Oh well, yeah, you know, I can get to it or whatever," I want to say 90% of the time, that significant other's gonna be upset because why? It didn't get done. That's the whole point. Why it didn't get done? Because you didn't do that. Now, what would be legitimate is if you got caught, you know, in traffic or the time frame didn't end up right, or you communicated it earlier and said, "Hey, you know what, it didn't get taken care of because of these things," then, you know, I think that will be considered legitimate. But if you just come in and, "Hey, why did not?"
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
either way
but,
it goes.
Now, look. The description for tonight says, there are many factors that can cause stress in a relationship. Some of those factors are lack of communication can cause stress. Taking someone for granted can cause stress. Abuse in the relationship can cause stress. Obesity can cause stress in a relationship. Where does laziness fit into that? Can laziness cause strife and stress and agitation and arguments? Where does laziness fit in the different factors that can cause stress? Is it one? Is it, you know, is it 10? What do you think that fall in today's day and age?
Wow, man. I think it's a high number, man. I would say like a 7. If you rate it right from the scale.
Right. So
yeah,
you said 10 being a high level of agitation, and so you saying 7 under the 10, right?
Yes, it's still
okay,
high.
Okay, so you're
yeah.
saying it's a high. Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
And the reason why I say that is because, you know, laziness, you know what I'm saying, there's always somebody else that can do it. So it's already going to be automatic agitation. You know what I'm saying, agitated, you're going to get agitated real fast because it could get taken care of. But if I asked you, can you do it, it's not a point of that I can't do it. It's just a point of that I asked you to save some time or, you know, we'll be working together and it don't get done. That's why I say it could really stress out a relationship quick.
It could stress it out quick. And now, let me ask you this, and then we're going to take a commercial and go right to our panel. Man, I'm excited about the panel. We got some heavy hitters on the line, and so we want to get to them. And we got more females this time, and I'm thanking God for that because I want to get the ladies. And we don't just got females; we have ladies. We, you know, some strong women, if you will, and I want to get a strong woman's view on this topic of laziness or exhaustion. And so I know the brothers may feel that, or I have heard, I don't want to guess, I want to be factual here. I have heard brothers say that, you know, their woman is a nagger, or she is nagging me. You know, if I don't do this little thing, or if I don't do that little thing, I got to hear. Now, this is not me. This is what I have heard, and I want to ask you, have you heard this also from different people? You know, I don't want to hear her mouth. You know, you hear that from the brothers a lot of times, you know, but I'm just, you know, I do it when I get to it type of deal. I'm the man of my house type of deal. And so let me ask you this. Does laziness, and we ain't been saved all our lives, Brother Dennis. You know, there were a time when we was, you know, out and about, you know, doing worldly things with worldly people. Does laziness present an opportunity for, you know, somebody that's not a part of the relationship to try to maybe, you know, make a play? So, for example, if I'd have met somebody somewhere and, you know, how we think worldly, I already got my game in my head. I already know, you know, some things I'm going to say to this woman to try to get her attention, to try to see if I can get make a connection with her. And, and you know, I come up to her and say, listen, you know, I've been noticing that you've been looking tired. You know, you've been looking wore out. Is everything all right? You know, she might say, oh, yeah, everything. And I say, no, it looked like you stressed out. Looked like you probably... You got a lot going on at home, a lot going on. Well, yeah, well, you know, what's wrong, you know? And, well, my boyfriend, you know, because, you know, conversation provides healing sometimes. So this is why, you know, some people share what's going on in their personal lives. And that's why Facebook is so popular. People get on there and put everything about their personal lives on Facebook because that's a part of sharing. That's a part of feeling a release, a communication, if you will. And so she might say, well, you know, my man is, you know, he lazy and, you know, don't want to get a job, don't want to. And so as soon as she say that, you know, the light go on. Well, listen, you should not be doing all the work. I tell you what, let me treat you to a spa day. You know, if your man won't take the garbage out, when he leaves, you know, I'll come over and take the garbage. If it's a big box spring or something that he's supposed to take out, you couldn't pick it up, I'll come over and do it. Does laziness provide an opportunity for people that are still in the world who are looking to get with somebody who they may say is a good woman that need to be with them instead of the man that they with because he lazy? I ask you that, Brother Dennis.
Absolutely. I mean, even, well, you know, since you put it like that, absolutely, it is a position to, you know, to use as a player too, especially if you know that person do have somebody. And, you know, if you know that a relationship is not always the perfect relationship and that person is still looking for something out there, they tired. They sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if a person had to present themselves to come in that position, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think that would be a common tool to utilize.
And you know, a good one that I always hear is, you know what? She might say, well, I'm having problems with my car.
Wow. Well,
and so the guy try to pretend like he the mechanic and don't know nothing about cars. He go online and say, okay, she got a Mitsubishi. Let me look up Mitsubishi, you know, and then look under the hood for about 5 minutes, and she thinking, oh, he's so... But all of this is a role that he is playing to achieve a goal, and that's possible because the man at home is too lazy to go out and look under the hood.
Let me ask you this question. What if that man is, like you said, burnt out? What if he was at work? What if he had to go pick up the kid from child care or daycare or whatever, and he was just too tired, and then all of a sudden that mysteriously tired just popped all of a sudden, and she needed him to get up and do it? Now, they said man supposed to get up and take care of everything no matter what. That's why you use the grandparents. No matter what it is, you can't never be tired. And they could have had an argument that day. And she used that for leverage.
You know what I'm finding out? What I'm finding out is the world we live in today is not the same world that we lived in 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The world we live in today has so many demands on everybody. And this is not an excuse, but on men, women, children. My daughter going through school, and they getting college work, and it's to the point to where it's making me have to relearn, re-educate myself, because they're learning stuff in their age groups that I know for a fact I wasn't learning when I was their age. And so everybody is experiencing a level of hardship. However, this is where the teamwork comes in. This is where the tandem comes together. This is where the camaraderie comes in. This is where the compassion comes in. This is where, the man and the woman, I say it again, the man and the woman, I say it one more time, the man and the woman come together and have a discussion. Okay, listen, this is what I got going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What do you got going on Monday, Tuesday? Okay, let us look at what needs to be done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, out of what needs to be done, realistically, who can do this, who can do that, who can do this, and who can do that? Once we can sit down and have a reasonable conversation on a realistic level of what can be done or what should be done, and who can do it, I think we can work out something, and then we just need to kind of stick to the plan. But when there is no plan and there are assumptions, even assumptions in relationships can cause confusion. And when we work off assumptions, well, I thought you was going to do it. Well, I thought you was going to do it. Well, I thought you was going to go to the store. Well, I thought you was going to go to the store. I thought you was going to put gas in the car. Well, I thought you was going to put gas in the car. If you know you was out of gas, why wouldn't you put? You see what I'm saying? So we work off assumptions versus working off of a plan. And I think if we had more working off of a plan, we would be more together in our efforts. And so one person may not feel the brunt of everything. You know, I got to wash all the clothes. I got to take out all the garbage. I got to do everything. But if there's a plan, then you know what you got to do. And she know what she has to do. And
right.
So at that point, it's about working a plan. But a lot of times in relationships, we assume, you know, I thought you was coming home at 10. Well, why did you think that? You know, I thought you'd come home at 9. Why did you think that? So if we have a plan, if we have a conversation, if we have a direction and a goal, then there can be some a spirit of togetherness, you know, a spirit of cohesiveness. And all of that should exist in a relationship. Brother Dennis, listen, man, I want to get some women. we want to keep this going, but I want to get some strong women. I think I got about two or three on here that I want to get in here and get some feedback, because the lazy tag, from the, you know, what I've been reading, is attached more to the man than to the woman. But I don't know. Are there any lazy women out there? Have you heard commentary from about lazy women?
Wow. I'm not answering that.
So we want to get into that, man. I want to hear. The tag has been stapled to the man, and in particular African American men. But are there lazy women out there? And so I want to hear from our sisters that's on the line. And we're gonna go to a break, collect our thoughts, and we're gonna come right back, man, and bring our panel in, and then we're gonna go from there. Is that all right with you, Brother Dennis?
Let's do it, man. I'm ready.
Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network, featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo, discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Category. Praise God, praise God. Welcome back to the Relationship Hour. We are talking about laziness, or is it simply exhaustion? Is it a legitimate excuse for not to do something? And in our description, it says there are many factors that can cause stress in relationships: lack of communication, taking someone for granted, abuse, obesity, etc. Should laziness be listed as a factor that causes stress in a relationship? Are men more likely to receive a pass from their woman because of the mama's boy factor? See, we didn't even bring that in, but then. Or is there another legitimate reason / excuse for laziness, like fatigue disorder? And here are some symptoms of fatigue disorder: tired for no reason, having trouble getting up in the morning, feeling run down or stressed, struggling to keep up with life's daily demands, not having fun anymore, and simply too tired to enjoy life. Now, I got some quotes for some people that talk about laziness. I'm going to read off a couple, Brother Dennis. One quote says, "We often miss opportunity because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work." That was Thomas Edison, actually. Here's another quote: "Inspiration is a guest that does not willingly visit the lazy." Wow. I can't even pronounce this man's name, but that was a good quote. Here's another one. It says, "Procrastination is my sin. It brings me nothing but sorrow. I know that I should stop it. In fact, I will tomorrow." You ain't get that one, did you? Procrastination is my sin. It brings me nothing but sorrow. I know that I should stop it. In fact, I will tomorrow. It's going to keep on going. So there are many people, man, that are giving quotes, making comments about this topic. And we got some people I'm going to bring in, Brother Dennis. I'm going to start with this heavyweight champion. I'm all three of these ladies are heavyweight champions, and they, I am very blessed to have them on the line. They mean so much to me. I'm going to start with Sister Nicole. Sister Nicole, you with me right here?
Yes.
Praise God, praise God. I'm going to bring in Sister Drina. Sister Drina, you on with us right here? Sister Drew.
I'm here.
Okay, praise God. I got your mic live. I got all the mics live. And Sister Trina, are you with us right here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, we got a strong panel. Now, Brother Dennis, me and you, we gotta hold on to the rail, man, because we're going to let these women.
We're going to let these women.
Kind of give us some commentary on this topic of laziness. And I want to just throw it out to Sister Nicole first. Sister Nicole, is it any such thing as a lazy woman?
Yes, it is a such thing of a lazy woman. Yes, it is.
Okay. But is it more lazy men than lazy women?
Yes, there are more men that procrastinate more than women.
What do you mean by that? Give me some examples. What are you talking about?
Women are more of go-getters than men. You guys like to say, "Well, I'm going to get to it later," when a woman's going to attack it one-on-one right then and there. That's the type of person I am. Lazy, not even in my category. I can do two jobs, go to school, come home, have sex, cook, clean, and wash. When you sat up all day and did nothing, talking about you're tired. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable in all ways. Lazy people don't do nothing but put more stress on themselves and make things more difficult, because it ain't doing nothing but building and building up
and it's not going nowhere. I'm going to wash them dishes. It's four in there. Now we done cooked in again. It's eight in there. Now we done ate again. Snack. It's ten in there. So they steady building instead of you just washing them first four. Make it more easy on you.
But let me say this now. Could that be a diagnosis? Could that be a disorder of exhaustion? Now here are the symptoms. Here are the symptoms. The symptoms say tired for no reason, having trouble getting up in the morning, feeling run down and stressed, struggling to keep up with life's daily demands, not having fun anymore, simply too tired to enjoy life. Now those are the symptoms of a Okay, go ahead.
That's negative to me, because if I come up and say I got a blunt, you up and alert. If I say, come on, let's go to this party, you up and alert. But when it's time to do something that means something in life, you're tired. No. I don't believe it.
Okay.
No. You got to have some type of interest in it for you to get up and do it. Or you got to get paid. If I give you $100 to wash the dishes, you up. Man, okay. But if I just say, wash some dishes, damn, we haven't washed some dishes yet. Okay. I'm going to do it. Now you done made the water, and they still sitting there. Now the water cold. You got to make some more water. Like my little brother, he let dishes soak for 4 hours. I got to let it soak so all the stuff could get out of it. Soak? Really? Now you wasting all my dishwasher liquid. No, just do it. It ain't going nowhere. The dishes ain't got legs. It's not going nowhere. So just do it and get it over with.
Now, let me ask you this. Is laziness kind of a something that happens over time? So, for example, in the beginning of the relationship, when everything was new, when everything was fresh, and the energy level was high, and all of that stuff was getting done, and all that stuff was getting taken care of. Does laziness come into the picture the longer the relationship lasts?
I could kind of agree with that. Because, see, in the first 30 to 90 days, people are pretending you're on your honeymoon. They trying to wheel you in, so they're going to do everything that they heard you talk about their ex. They talk about they ex, so they're going to do the opposite just to show you I'm not that type of person. Then after that 90-day mark, the real person comes out, and now they're being themselves, which they never was a person that washed dishes. They never was a person that gets up at the bed and straighten it up. They never was a person that washed out the tub after they got out of it. But some people, it also comes from your upbringing. Did your mama make you do it? See, because some people weren't raised like that. I had that problem with my fiance. He wasn't raised to do these things. My mama didn't play no games. None at all. You got to get up, do your hygiene, eat breakfast, get your clothes out, straighten up, and then you able to go do what you want to do. He wasn't raised like that. Just get up and go. Get up and go. So that created a problem in our relationship. When you ain't got no, you weren't taught responsibility and organization as you was growing up as a child. You didn't have an alarm to wake you up, your mama get you up, or you have to get up on your own. I don't need none of that. I wake up just because I'm waking up, and I wake up because I know I need to get up. I don't need no alarm, and I don't need no mama, nobody to get me up. I don't need nobody to tell me to wash my dishes. This is things that you have to do. And laziness just is unacceptable, point blank.
So the mama boy's factor, the mama's boy, that factor doesn't give a pass on the fact that, you know, he was a mama's boy and she didn't make him do this. She washed his clothes. She fed him. She washed the dishes. She, if he had a wound or something, and she made sure that, you know, the wound was covered, or if he was sick, she made sure that she nurtured him in his sickness. So you say, and this could happen all the way up into the 30s or the 20s. So you're saying that's no excuse. Even the mama boy factor is no excuse for laziness.
It's no excuse because you don't live with your mama no more. You don't have your mama to do them things because I ain't your mama.
and I'm not going to take care of you like you. I'm your mother. You are my man, and I'm your woman, and we're going to share these dudes around here. That's how that's going to go.
Don't men look for women that kind of, you know, not resemble their mother, but kind of have some of the traits that
some
their
of,
mother has?
Some of them do. Some of them do and some of them don't, but instead of reality, you on your own. So now you have to step up to the plate and do what you need to do. You want to be grown, this is what it takes to be grown. You got to wash dishes, you got to work, you got to get food, you got to cook it. It's not going to cook itself. So you got to break that chain. I'm used to my mama cooking and doing all that too, but now I'm on my own. So therefore, all that had to change. My mindset had to change. But some people never change. They just the same as when they were children. Some people never change. Some people stay the same. Like, most of the things that I do, I got from my mom. I couldn't stand my mama growing up. Now, I love her because she had me ready for the world. I'm ready. I'm ready. I know how to save. I know how to get up and get money. You know, I don't run out of tissue. You know, I go over my friend, house, they don't got no tissue. That's all mindset. Laziness. If that's what you want to call it.
Lazy.
But I just call it doing what you want to do. That's what it's called. You doing it because you don't want to do it. I don't want to watch the bitch because you're not going to do it. But if it was something into it for you, you would do it. Like some women, they need a man around the house. Man, get up and wash them dishes. Feed the kids. Some people need that.
Powerful. That, Brother Dennis, come jump in here, man. That's what I'm talking about. What do you think about that? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, I love it. I want to hear all the women talk. I want to hear them speak. So I
well,
give out my.
Okay, before you get yours out, let's go to Sister Drina. Sister Drina, give me some commentary. Does compassion play a role when it comes to having, like Sister Nicole said, what if your upbringing wasn't supportive to be independent? What if your upbringing was your mama did everything, and I'm talking about for the men, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or what if it is a disorder that this person is just exhausted? Is there compassion, or should there be compassion if this person is just lazy?
I don't think that there should be compassionate if the person is just lazy, but then you have to be careful if it's actually them being lazy, them not knowing, or them being a procrastinator. Like, those to me are different things. Like when you guys just spoke about, or Nicole just mentioned about the whole toilet paper thing, like, to me, sometimes there are people who just wait to the last minute. They just procrastinators. They don't, you know, pre-plan. They just wait till it's needed. They don't get things in advance. And I don't think that's a matter of being lazy. They just don't do it ahead of time. And when it comes to your upbringing and then you entering in relationships, like, what I'm really learning now is that you have to have patience with people. Now, if you guys are continuing to have the same issues about, like, the dishes being washed or things getting done around the house, then you have to decide whether that's, you know, them being lazy or them just not being used to doing it. Because it really could be that it's just something they're not used to doing. You know, some people leave dishes in the sink overnight. Like, to me, that irritates me. Like, while I'm cooking, I'm cleaning. So when I sit down and eat, there's nothing to wash out except for what I ate in. But then there are some people who cook, eat, sit down, leave the dishes in the sink. Now they're tired, they go to bed, they get up in the morning, then they clean the dishes. Now, does that make them lazy? No, that just makes them different than me. And when you're in a relationship, you just have to factor all of that in, and then you try to work it out. You know, y'all meet somewhere in between. You talk about it. It's not their whole relationship got to end because they don't do things like you do. They not you. Everybody don't move like you move. Everybody don't think like you think. you know, we all live life, but we live different lives. We've walked along different paths. And like Sister Nicole said, like our upbringing sometimes are just different. Mm. So you just have to be careful and really pay attention. Is the person lazy, like they just don't care, and they left the dishes in the sink all night, or they just ain't the type that just kind of clean as they go? So you just have to, you know, you just have to pay attention to what's going on, how much is consistent, and where this stuff is coming from.
Now, you brought up some good points. One point you said, maybe that person just ain't like me. So if they don't take the garbage out, if they don't wash the clothes, if they don't do what they, you know, what I think they should do, that might not mean that they lazy. They just not like me. They just don't like the things I like. They just don't, see the way I see or believe the way I believe. But that doesn't necessarily make them lazy. See, I didn't even think of it from that standpoint. Wow, that's a good point. But how much of that can you take if something is not being done? So, for example, what if you all come to an agreement? Like, man, I'm not tired of washing dishes because that's what I do, but at least every once in a while, if this person eat dinner, they don't wash their plate, but then turn around and get a bowl of ice cream and don't wash their bowl, and then turn around and get a glass of pop, and now not only did the plate in the kitchen, the bowl in the kitchen, and the cup in the kitchen, how much of that now is almost like taking me for granted? Like, wow, you know, even though I'm not like that, I'm washing my dish. I'm making sure that the dishes don't get piled up from my stuff, but this person just come behind me and don't care. They'll just load it up, and as long as I don't say nothing, they'll keep on going. How long do you take that?
You don't take it a long time, long as you communicate what's going on. Like, when you're in a relationship, you know, whether it's marriage or, you know, you're in a committed relationship, like, these are just things that you have to talk about. And so, again, you just kind of give them time because they kind of got to get adjusted. Like, look, this is what I'd like for me. I'll give a prime example. I hate taking out garbage. Like, I absolutely don't feel like, as a woman, when I'm in a relationship, like, I should have to take out my garbage. So, in my house, take out the garbage. Now, okay, a few months have passed. You know that I don't like taking out garbage because we already done discussed this. I already done put this on the table. We've talked about it. Now, are you forgetting to take out the garbage? Are you just like, you don't care that it bothers me that the garbage doesn't get took out? Are you waiting for me to do it myself? Like, you just really got to think about the person that you're dealing with. Like, you got to kind of put yourself in their shoes. You got to also make sure that you're communicating in the right way for your relationship. Like, you're not necessarily talking at the man. Like, you just expressing what you don't like, your pet peeves. You know, you got to sit down and have a conversation. Well, he don't like toenail clippings on the floor, and you don't like dishes in the sink all night. I mean, because you guys are talking about this, you can better assess the situation. You can better assess, is it they are being lazy? They don't care? You know, what is it? So I don't say put up with it forever, as long as you're talking about it and you study. You know, like a few times did you forget to take out the garbage? Could you take out the garbage? You know, there's so many, to me, there's a lot of factors in that. Like, you have to consider the way that you're expressing how you feel. You have to consider who you're dealing with. And then consider the dynamics of your relationship overall. Like, can you live with somebody that leave the dishes in the sink all night? Like, forever? Can you be committed to them and love them? And, you know, is that really going to be like the straw to break the camel's back for your relationship?
Let me ask Sister Trina. Now, initially, when a man, or when a man was given a woman, at the time, his responsibility, Adam's responsibility, was to take care of the Garden of Eden. He was given dominion. dominion over that. He was given charge over that. So he was given responsibility by God to take care of the home that God had placed him in. And when the woman came along, she came along to help him in that responsibility. And so there, at that point, became a team factor under God, taking care of the responsibilities of the Garden of Eden. And so, but more than the garden, they had responsibility one toward another. We know the back end of the story. We know they, you know, what all happened after that. But initially, their responsibility first was toward each other, then responsible for what God had given them dominion over and responsibility over. I want to ask Sister Trina this right here. Is the dishes or the garbage or the vacuuming the floor or sweeping or washing clothes, is that more than, you know, the person that you're with? Is that, does that take more precedence over the person that you're with?
Well, to be honest, no one wants to be married to a lazy person. That's just all to it. No one wants to be married to a lazy person. But if your spouse is willing to compromise and, you know, to keep down a whole bunch of confusion and do what you ask them to do, then that's different. But if they just dead set on, I'm not doing what you ask me to do, you're not going to tell me what to do, you're not going to control me or nothing like that, then you're wasting your time. You're just flat out wasting your time. And so that's why it's good to date the person first, so you can see what type of person they is, if they lazy
but Sister Nicole said that people give you a 90-day commercial. So you're not really going to get the real person until after those 3 months. And, you know, they done whatever they done did. So you're not dealing with, in dating, you're not dealing with the lazy person. You're dealing with the person that's after something. You're dealing with the person that's trying to accomplish and conquer and put another notch in the belt, if you. I don't want to say it like that. It seems kind of you know, not right. But in the day we live in nowadays, you know, some people are not out there for a real relationship. Some people are out there looking for opportunity. You know, if this lady got an apartment and she ain't got nobody, then I ain't got nowhere to stay. I might not like this person. They might not be the person that fit my eye, but they got something that I need. Or if this person got a car, I'm a just kind of, you know, go along and get along and put on this front so I can ride the Chrysler 300, or, you know, or I can ride the motorcycle, the Ninja. So, you know, nowadays, dating, unless you're going to date for 2 years, you're really not going to get the real person, because they put, and I think we all do that. I think we all kind of have safeguards up in the beginning. I think we all don't let it all, unless you just a real, that's why I love Sister Nicole, because she's just real, you know, to the core. You love to be around real people. Unless you just real right up front and be like, listen, here are my ABCs. Here are my, you know, the EFGs, and, you know, and all the way through the alphabet, so this person will know what they getting up front. Unless you that type of person, all of us put on kind of a, you know, a mask, if you will, to present something different. You know, if we don't like reading the newspaper, but we trying to get with somebody that's intellectual, we might say we read, you know, yeah, I picked up the Sun-Times yesterday. No, we ain't never read no newspaper, but we put on that mask, if you will, to get with that person. So just going back to the original question, Sister Trina, is the cleaning more important than the person?
I think it is, Pastor Mo, because nobody wants to stay with no nasty person. That's just, with my opinion, you know, like Sister Drina said, everybody is not alike. But I would be so frustrated and unhappy to be with a person that's nasty. That's just it. I would not appreciate that at all. And so, yes, the clinginess means a lot. Who wants to stay with a slob? Who wants to stay with someone that's nasty? I know I don't. I really don't. So that is important.
One thing we got to keep in factor here, because we dealing directly with a behavior. But there's another part of relationships. That's the heart. And a lot of times we'll say what we, you know, what in our minds we would want. But in our heart, something else. If I'm with a person, we done been together 3 months, 6 months, and for the first 3 months you put up a commercial and I'm thinking I'm getting this person, but then after 3 months, I done fell in love, we claim to be in love, and now these other traits come out. It's not easy when love is involved just to be like, okay, well, she didn't wash the dishes, you know, I got to give you the boot, or you didn't take the garbage out, so I got to give you the boot. So when love is involved, it's not that easy. How do you handle that when love is involved? See, Adam loved Eve because Eve came directly from his rib. That was him,
right?
Or that was his flesh, literally,
right.
In front of him, and he was excited about that, and that's why he chose her over God, if you will. And following her directions versus following God's directions, because he had an attachment to her. And so we get that attachment, when we get that sense of, man, this is my soulmate, this is the person that I can see us growing old together, and you know, it's not easy to kick that type of person out. So how do you deal with that? Is the person more than the behavior?
If you believe like I believe, well, I say with the women, if you believe like I believe that God will give you the desires of your heart, then that's what you ask for. You let the Lord know, I don't want a nasty man. I don't want a man that does this, and I don't want a man that does that. And that's if you asking God for those things, then you expect him to do what you ask him to do, because he said he will give you the desires of your heart. So as far as with me, as far as spending time, you know, dating the guy and going through the whole nine yards, that's just something that you just have to wait on the Lord. No matter how many relationships a person has been in, at the end of the day, everything falls back with God. You just have to wait on the Lord and allow him to pick that person for you, because God knows exactly what we want and what we need, and he's not going to give you somebody that you don't want. And so just like he gave Adam Eve, he didn't give, you know, he didn't give her, you know, any old person. He gave her somebody that was going to help him. And so that's just my opinion. You just have to start with God first. You have that conversation with God and say, look, God, this is the type of man I want. This is the type of brother I don't want.
Mm.
And so
once you set
those standards, no.
Mm. Now, what I want to do. Yeah, I think you said once you set the standards and you go to God. But now what about the people that are listening?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to answer this on the back end of the commercial, because this is going to hit home to a lot of people. What about the people who are listening that don't have a strong belief in God, or they have a strong belief, but their mate doesn't have a strong belief, or the person they're dating doesn't have a strong belief in God. So if you don't have a strong belief in God, and you looking with a natural eye, and most people don't know that relationships, spiritual relationships, any time a man and a woman come together, by way of intimacy or by way of coming together in holy matrimony, that's a God thing, and God got his hand on that. And some people are looking to get a God thing with a worldly vision and not seeking God's vision or seeking God to give his confirmation on it, but looking worldly at this person and thinking that that's the person for them, looking with a worldly eye, and then, you know, the desires of your heart don't even come into play, because they're flirting more with the world than they are trusting God to bring them a person. So we want, when we come back from this commercial, I want to deal with that. I want to deal with because we ain't all been saved all of our lives. And now, you know, many of us lived in darkness before we came to the light. And when you living in darkness, you can do any and everything and don't see nothing wrong with it. Your spirit never get convicted. You actually look to go even more and more and more into darkness, thinking that you're going to feel better and better and better. But in actuality, the further in darkness you get, the closer to death you get. And so we want to come back on the other side of the break and ask that. What about these people that don't have a strong belief in God? How do they be happy? How do they find somebody that God wants them to be with when they don't trust God in the first place? So when we come back from this commercial, we're going to answer. We're going to dig into that. This is good conversation on tonight. Brother Dennis is with us. We got a couple of more people for the panel. So I'm loving what we're hearing right now. So when we come back, we're going to get right back into it.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Now, Welcome back to the Relationship Hour. Just for those who are maybe tuning in and they heard B.B. King, to know you is to love you. You know, we know that love music is a part of God because it's talking about loving. And so, you know, I decided to play B.B. King because of the message. And his message in the music was to know you is to love you. And maybe too many of us don't know the person we with. And if we don't know them, how can we love them? And Brother Dennis, before we go back into the conversation real strong right here, let me ask you, man. We've heard the commentary for these strong women about lazy men, and we heard that Sister Trina say, you know, don't nobody want to be with a nasty man. We heard Sister Trina say, well, people might not be like me, you know, so we just got to come together and have a different understanding. And Sister Trina, Sister Nicole said, no, people do what they want to do. They might not want to wash the dishes, but when it's time to get money or if it's time to go to dinner and I'm paying or if it's time to go shopping and I'm buying you some clothes, there's no laziness in that. You know, you game for it. You all with it. You down for it. You got energy times 100. What do you think on this topic of laziness or exhaustion? A brother's just exhausted, or is it truly laziness?
Well, I mean, from what the ladies were saying, it sounds like they dealing with little boys, man. A real man is not gonna go into all that. I mean, yeah, we do get tired at times, and sometimes we do forget to wash the dishes. But what about the fact of, man, when y'all be leaving that them glue tracks on the sink, or hair be all clogged up in the sink drain, and the hair iron, the curling irons. Them curl irons always be plugged in. You forget to unplug, you about to burn a house down. You know, and this goes to, I'd say, the working women. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think that's, is that considered laziness? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, now we got the fact of, now I understand that now with all you women are saying, taking out the garbage. I think that's a man's job, you know what I'm saying? Honestly. You know, I'm going to give that to you. Washing them dishes, I like washing dishes, so I don't really trip, but I think that's a, you know, and I'm going to be biased in this when I think a female should wash them dishes. Or I take it back. Whoever cooked, you know what I'm saying? Whoever cooked, I think the person that cooked shouldn't have to wash the dishes. I think that person should, you know what I'm saying, get treated. But sometimes they don't, you know what I'm saying? So is that considered lazy? Because Sister Nicole said, you got four dishes piled up and everybody full of stuff and tired, and they can just get to it tomorrow. Should we get to it tonight? I was always raised that you're supposed to wash the dishes at night, period, before you go to bed. No matter what goes on, you're supposed to wash the dishes. And sometimes, you know, when you're coming off work, you be tired, you know, and the dishes are staying there till the next day, but it don't go past the next day because it will double up. And from what I was hearing from what the women were saying, it's not like y'all dealing with boys, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're a guy sitting up here don't want to, you know what I'm saying, you going to work and you got to pay him to do something, you know, that's a problem. And I know you was making that out of an example, so I'm not saying that you are doing that. I think that's, you know, a man shouldn't even have to even really say or do too much. A man should be right there saying, okay, well, all right, cool, since you vacuum, I'll do this. You know what I'm saying? Or, matter of fact, you shouldn't even have to ask me to get the garbage. But we do forget now, don't get me wrong, because we are human. But come on, women. You know, it's certain things that, you know, living with a female that I have seen, you know, that I was like, wow, I don't never want to see that again. But, you know, like you said, it also depends on how much you tolerate. Now, since you guys know that this is what's going on with your guy, And I don't know if this you know, say if you guys are just making examples or what, but if y'all are dealing with a man like that, why are y'all still with him? That's why Pastor Mo said the heart is really what plays the role, no matter how you look at it. I guess nowadays they say if a man putting it down, laying a pipe, whatever, you know, so, which I think that's so overrated, but he goes on with that. Are you going to still stay with that man? You know, now the 90 days are over with. Okay, I don't think it's considered exhaustion no more. Now I look at it as it's you being lazy, bro, or sis, you being lazy. Now I don't see, like I said, women with these, you know, weave is the most common thing now. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with sisters wearing weave. But, man, what's up with the glue track? The glue, man, I see glue on the bathroom, going on my god sister's house. And I see all the glue tracks, phony eyelashes, makeup powder everywhere. And it's her house. Now she can do whatever she wants in her house because that's her. She pays the bills. But I mean, do I consider that laziness? And she's working.
Wow.
When you gonna clean it up?
Man, Brother Dennis, I didn't even think about that because wigs. It used to be a time where when you heard wigs.
Hair caps. They're not called wigs no more. They're called hair caps.
Oh, okay. Well, it used to be a time when you heard that, you thinking about somebody in their 70s, 80s, you know, hair might be thinning. But you, oh, my goodness. So what you're saying is there are women that got hair but are not deciding to handle their hair, which could be perfectly good hair, but out of laziness will put a wig on or put a hair cap on or put a hair piece on or put a weave track in so they don't have to deal with the hair aspect. But then, and if I'm hearing you right, we'll turn right around and point the finger at somebody not taking the garbage out or not washing the dishes. Or if they, you know, leave their clothes on the floor, you put your clothes up, but you don't wash the dishes. And so they'll point at your dish and walk over their clothes and call you lazy, but they're not lazy. Is that what I'm hearing, like a double standard?
Absolutely. I was just tripping off the fact that what you said, man, with she put her hair cap on and then she turned around and tell you, why you ain't take out the garbage? And then you say, why you ain't do your hair? I'm too tired to do my hair. Well, I don't feel like doing my hair right now. I mean, is that exhausting or is that being lazy? You
wow.
See what I'm saying?
Brother Dennis, I got to get these women back in, but, because, you know, these strong sisters, I know they're going to
And I'm going to hang up.
You can't hang up, man, because I got some scriptures that I want to go over too after we get back to the panel. But I want to bring another brother in here. I want to bring Brother Gerard. Brother Gerard, are you with us? Brother Gerard? Oh, okay. His call dropped. Well, I'm gonna go back to the sisters. When he come back in, we'll bring him in. I want to start with Sister Nicole. Sister Nicole, you've heard the commentary from everybody. What's your thoughts at this point?
I mean, everybody sounded really good, and I believe everybody had their own good point. But Brother Dick, did you hang up yet?
No.
Everyone, it's just reason why women wear wigs, okay? It's not due to laziness. It's due to money. Do you know how much it costs to get a hairdo in the shop these days? 80 and up, when I could go buy a $20, $30 wig and be done with.
Some people
don't have hair, and some people can't maintain their real hair, because I go get my real hair done today, and tomorrow I'll be looking like a crackhead walking around here because my hair's going to be messed up. But you know about all the lashes and
You're right. But we didn't specifically say men lazy. We got women and men lazy around here. I got some friends who got baby pampers and they sweep the trash in the corner. It's lazy women out here, but it's more so men. Okay?
What's worse, though? I mean, Brother Dennis, let me ask you. If you saw a woman, if you went over a woman's house and there's no man in the house, you go over a house and you see trash in the corner, talk to me about that.
Well, I would take her garbage out, but I'm gonna be like, man, you was trifling. Now, if you got a man, now is that with a man or without a man?
That's without a man.
Well, I really can't. I can't really.
I mean, trash swept in the corner.
Oh yeah, you trifling. You swept. That is so trifling to me. You gonna sweep the dirt next to the garbage can. And have a dustpan right there.
Wow.
That's trifling to me. I don't think that's considered lazy.
Don't wash dishes, keep bad paper plates.
Wait a minute, Sister Nicole. Buying paper plates now is not trifling, because I buy paper plates.
You know, I'm just saying, you got all these dishes, you don't want to wash them, so the dish is sitting there, and you said to use a paper plate. Like, I don't believe in paper plates unless I'm having to get together, because that's wasting my money. I wash paper plates out.
Okay.
If I only use a paper plate one time, I'm washing that out. I'm believing in saving my money.
Looking at
it's a waste of money to me, unless you're having a lot of company. Other than that, if it's just you and your family, why would you waste your money on paper plates? Because people misuse paper plates. They get two or three of them, warm something up, throw it in the garbage. The same as paper towel. That is lazy.
Because, I mean, well, I think with that, it all depends on what your family, man, how big your family is. And sometimes when you're on the go, like I said, if you're at work and you just don't feel like washing them dishes, or you know that nobody in the house can
wash
them.
Really, though, have you ever timed yourself from washing dishes? How long? People act like everything take all day. Don't nothing take all day. It's just a snap on a finger and it's done. Because like Sister Trina said, if I cook and I'm washing dishes as I go, so at the end of the night, it's just two plates, two forks, and gone and knock that out. You can't just sit your plate in the sink and sit it down. No, you got to wash it out right then and there and get it over with. I don't even like dishes in my sink or in my rack. After they dry, they need to be put up.
Hey, where you live?
I was just about to say, I know it's some brothers listening who probably living with a lazy woman, said, man, I need to reach out to
Sister Nicole. Like you said, Brother Dennis, I believe in that. A woman's job is to wash the dishes. But if I got a man that ain't working, you want to be the woman you want to get taken care of, you want to be the woman that cleaned up my house.
Right.
That's how that goes.
Right. You're
going to empty the garbage, you're going to vacuum, you're going to wash the dishes. I do the cooking, but I ain't washing no dishes, and I'm not cleaning up. You don't work. So this is your damn job. Get the mopping.
Mm. Now let me, Brother Gerard, are you with us right here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me loud,
please? Yeah, we brought you in, but I think your phone dropped. So I want you to come in right there on that strong position that Sister Nicole just laid out, that if you ain't working, the house is your job, and you gonna do what I tell you to do by way of cleaning the house. Jump in on that commentary right quick.
I mean, I can understand that the least a person can do if they're not working, male or female, is to make sure the house is clean and cook if they can, you know, because that person is, you know, bringing home, you know, the money or the bacon, as they want to say, or and paying all the bills, you know, you can at least, I'm not saying that they can have to do it all the time, but I'm saying majority of the time, they should come home to a hot meal and a clean house. To me, honestly. Now, if you coming home to a guy and you paying bills and you doing everything and he comes home to a dirty house and video games, then you got something else. You got a roommate. So you got a user. You know what I'm saying? You know, because as a courtesy, he should be like, man, you know, let me do something. You know, it should be able to do something. I don't think that he should not be doing anything, female or male. You know, if she could think she just cause she pretty and she could just sit there and just be pretty and come home and she just pretty, no, you're going to do something. Cause that pretty get old quick. So, I'm a strong believer in that, you know. But a lazy guy, they're talking about the comment back on the lazy comment. I think, you know, there's no reason for a guy to be lazy. He should be able to, you know, hold down the fort. It's his job to be the overseer of the home under God anyway. He's supposed to handle that. That's what that comes with it. You know, and if he's not doing his job, then it's going to become a problem anyway. But sometimes the compromise could be in a situation based on communication of the relationship. Because if the female not appreciative of what he does, you know, if she, every time he cleans something, she come up behind him and be like, you ain't cleaned it right. You know, that's going to discourage the guy. Why every time, you know, why should I do something and you going to come up behind me and just saying, it ain't good enough, it ain't good enough. Then he ain't going to do it because he don't want to hear that mess, you know?
Ooh, so they know he's not lazy. Brother Gerard, you just hit something. What if you live with a person that regardless of what you do, it's never going to be enough? Do you think that could push people into a lazy posture in that because you try to do all you can, because you try to cross the T's and dot the I's, but it's still never enough, could that make a person say, you know what, I'm just not going to do it then?
No, of course. Absolutely.
And is that justified? Is that justified?
No, it's not. But at the same time, how often you gonna work hard and do your best to not say, you know what, you know, I appreciate what you did, but you know what, instead of explaining, say, look, you didn't do it right, check this out, look, you kind of missed your spot right here, but that's cool, you did good, thank you for trying, I appreciate your effort, you know. Or instead of coming in, you know, being chewed out and with no thank you for your effort or nothing, just, you didn't, it's a waste of time. You just giving me my work and, you know, nobody wasn't here. You didn't even do nothing. Matter of fact, you can't wait to get out the house to not hit your mouth.
Mm. So it's not justified, but it's reality.
It's reality.
I want to bring Sister Drina back in. Sister Drina, your mic is live. Give me some commentary on that. In particular, Brother Dennis say that, you know, on one hand, women are lazy by putting these fake eyelashes on, putting these tracks in the head and all of that, but then turn right around and say you didn't wash the last dish that you ate out of. And you lazy. Give me some commentary on that.
I am going to talk to Brother Dennis offline in regards to that.
No, we trying to help the people that's listening. You got to give it to us.
I don't think that's an issue of being lazy. I think that's just an issue of just a look. Like, men might don't want to get their hair cut. They might just want to get a lining but don't get a whole haircut. You know, like, people just, it just kind of depends on what you got going on right then. Now, maybe they trying to grow their hair out natural and it's just in an in-between stage and they want to wear a wig. I mean, it just depends on what look they're going for. I don't think that that makes them lazy. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
The reason why I stated this was you consider that as, okay, if you know that you can do your hair, but you decide, I don't feel like doing my hair today, let me throw my hair cap on. And then you throw your hair cap on, and you going on about your way. You know what I'm saying? But you still got, or let's say you want to put tracks in your head. You know what I'm saying? You leave the glue all in the bathroom. Don't clean up behind yourself. Cause it's
hair everywhere.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And then you don't pick it up, and you're like, damn, what happened? Now, you know me, my big thing is, biggest fat fee with me is, okay, cool, leave it here in the bathroom sink, I shave. Then my significant other come behind me like, man, Joe, why you keep leaving here in the bathroom? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm trying to rush to get ready to go to work. I still consider that as lazy. You know, even though you're trying to get ready to rush out, you missed the spot, I understand that. But if you don't go back and get it, or you say, okay, well, can you take care of it for me? You know, saying, because you're rushing out. You should have made some time. So that's why I said I don't consider it no excuse for me, because I do it a million times over, and I know that's a sense of laziness, because I know that I need to allot some time to do my hair, get my stuff done, prepare, because I know that I might leave some hair in the sink. Let me go behind myself again, because I don't want to hear no lip. Let me go ahead and do this to prepare myself. That's all I'm saying. Now, with the women, you know, Nicole broke it down. You breaking it down, too. So I consider that as, let me see, what you call it then, exhaustion. I'm going to consider it as exhaustion then. I won't consider it as lazy, you know, you don't want to comb your hair, you know.
But you know what, Brother Dennis? I want to throw this one at you. And I want Sister Trina, I got your mic live too. I want to throw this one at you. What about, and you hear brothers say this, what about the women who may not take a bath? But put on the lotion. What's the name of that lotion that smells like apples and oranges and all that stuff? It's some lotion that smells like fruit. They'll put that lotion on, put, you know, some clothes on, and go straight to work. Sister Trina, you want to jump in on the conversation right here?
Yes, I do. Okay. First of all, what about the Funky Brothers, okay? It's the Funky Brothers out there that be musty and nasty and stinky and dirty and will put on gobs of cologne trying to hide the funk, choking everybody in the room. It is, y'all really dogging the sisters like all women is so trifling. All women ain't like that. Now, with the eyelashes and the hair glue, I can't relate to that because I don't wear that stuff. So I was wondering what kind of hood rat chick you been hanging around, Brother Dennis, that they got glue and hair all in the sink. That's just nasty. That's just plain nasty. Also, there are men out there that shave and have nasty hair all over the sink, too. It's brothers out there that's nasty, too. Now, it's not just sisters. It's some nasty brothers out there.
I don't think Brother Dennis was saying that. I think what he was saying is that, you know, a lot of times, the brothers are the ones that get that tag, the lazy tag. But the reality is, both men and women are lazy. We have a tendency to be lazy. We have opportunities to be lazy, and so maybe the critical eye when it comes to the man being lazy, that same critical eye may, and I guess this is what Brother Dennis is saying, that same critical eye is not looked at to oneself, and so it's easier to point the finger at somebody else but not look at the three fingers that's pointed right back at ourselves. And when we look at compassion is, we have to consider the big picture. And the big picture is, unless you're just dealing with somebody that every single day, every minute of the day, every second of the day, every hour of the day, can never be caught in something they're accusing somebody else of, then we should be compassionate one toward another, because we all can have a lazy moment. We all can have a situation where I just don't feel like it today. You know, I take that garbage out tomorrow. However, it may not be a pattern, and I think that's what laziness comes in, when it's a pattern of consistent not wanting to do or a consistent lack of energy. But then when it's something you want to do, you got the energy. And that's the difference from it being a disorder, where you need medication to kind of get riled up or medication to kind of get in the groove of things. Some people are deciding, like Sister Nicole said, they're deciding to be lazy. They're deciding not to put their socks up. They're deciding not to, you know, go cook something. They're deciding not to put their paper plate in the garbage. They just might leave it on the counter, or they're deciding to do things. And so, you know, I think Brother Dennis is just saying the compassion should be among both men and women, because it exists in both men and women, the ability in which we can be lazy. And just right quick, we got about 20 minutes before we go to our round, our closing remarks. For those that might be in this situation, you know, all of this is sensitive, because there might be some people that, you know, coming to a point of deciding, are they going to keep the relationship going, or they done had enough, or they can't take it no more. There is scriptures in the Bible that you can read with your mate and have a discussion around it. What does that mean? You know, what does that mean to you? Well, this is what I've been trying to say, or da-da-da-da. Now you go to a focal point that is not self-centered. You know, you go to a Bible, and Proverbs 13:4 says the soul of the sluggish sluggard craves.
I didn't know.
Yeah, we had to mute that. Craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. That's Proverbs 13:4. Then you got Proverbs 10:4 says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 18:9 says, whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. Proverbs 24 says, the sluggard does not plow, he will seek at harvest and have nothing. All of this talks about effort. All of this talks about willingness to do something to make a difference. The slothfulness casts into a deep sea, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Proverbs 20:13. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread. Proverbs 6:6, and I love this one. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. If you study the ant is always working. Help me right here. And so Proverbs tells us to go look at an ant if we don't know how to get it right. Proverbs 12:24 says, the hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. And so the Bible gives us warnings, if you will, and gives us instruction. And this is why it is good. And we know the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. And so it is good for us to have something that we can go to that takes it from being a self-centered conversation to now be in a conversation that we can have around the Word of God. So I'm going to take a quick commercial. When we come back, we want to have our closing remarks, and then we'll look forward to hearing from each member on the panel. Good panel tonight. I'm loving this, and I pray that somebody is being helped by hearing the conversation on tonight.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com. Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworldwide.com.
All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. This is the Relationship Hour. Pastor Mo, Brother Dennis Live. We have a good panel. And so I just want to go to our panel members. And on the topic of laziness or exhaustion, is exhaustion a legitimate excuse for not doing? Are we lazy or is there other reasons? And so I want to start out with Sister Drina. Sister Drina, I got your mic live. Well, what do you want to close us out with on tonight?
I just would say just consider the person you're in a relationship with. Consider their actions if they're consistent. Don't just automatically rule it out as them being lazy. It may just be some things that, again, that are different for the two of you, some things that they do that you don't do or they, you know, vice versa. I think you just really need to consider the person you're in a relationship with. Make sure your communication is clear. And then decide what's best from that point.
Okay. So consider the person that you're with and kind of, feel each other out, if you will.
Yeah, because we all have moments where we're tired, whether you're just running the house or whether you have a regular 9-to-5, whatever it is that you're doing, we all have moments where we're tired and what we do is not always consistent with being the cleanest or, whatever. We may leave a dish here. We may, leave a sock here or whatever it is. But if these things are consistent and you've talked about it and, nothing ever changes, then you just want to consider who you're in a relationship with.
Okay. Praise God. Brother Gerard, are you with us? Brother Gerard?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, give us your final commentary, man, about this topic of is it laziness or could it be a legitimate reason as exhaustion?
You can't say, I think it'd be a little bit of both. I mean, it all depends on actual circumstance. But it's all in understanding and communication, too. So if the other significant other already got a pet peeve or a gripe, and as soon as they walk through the door, and just because things don't get done on their time or don't get done when they feel like it should be getting done, that's not a fair assessment of saying, or give or take, if a person works a long day. And you expect that person to come right in and start painting, that's not considered lazy either, But at the same time, still, when something needs to get done, I think that you need to put certain priorities up to get things done, like in your house, if these things, the garbage, the dishes, really important stuff. I think that stuff should get done. You can't just keep putting it off, then that could become a form of lazy. So it can go either way. You know, it, I just think that if you're communicating and you know if your partner is struggling, then I think that the other partner should compromise. Say, you know what, I'm going to do this today, you know, because I know you had a long day. And then the other one should say thank you, then just as a courtesy by them doing that for them the next day, next time the other person should look out for them. Let me give you a day off. I'll do it all, you know. But it's not like that. It's always, aha, you didn't do nothing, and you days, or you did this, and why are your wig in the sink? Put your panties off slow, and it's go back and forth. And it's always going to be a war.
Okay. Right, Brother Gerard. Sister Trainer, you heard all the feedback tonight. You heard what, you know, the comments from the panel. You heard how Brother Gerard always come from a compassionate standpoint. I love his commentary. You heard Sister Drina say, you know, you got to consider the other person. Everybody ain't going to be alike, and you can't expect people to do what you do or respond how you respond. And then you heard Sister Nicole say people do what they want to do. When it's time to do something they want to do, they gung-ho. But when it's time for them to do what I want to do, then it's a lazy moment. Well, give us your final comments on this topic tonight.
Okay, Pastor Mo. Well, if we already expect a person to be a certain way, then why complain? If you're going to deal with that person or just love that person, then why complain? Waste of time. So in most cases, it is what it is. If you don't plan to get rid of them pretty soon, then you just got to deal with the situation at hand and just stop complaining, because complaining just adds to the problem. So that's how I feel about it.
I wish you should have brought that out earlier, right? If we, and somebody need to hear that. Somebody who is listening in need to hear, if we're deciding to be with a lazy person, if we're deciding to be with a nasty person, if we're deciding to not address the issue or take it serious, then why complain? Because the complaining to others in particular, complaining to others, all it does is give the person a false sense of correctness, I guess. So if I'm complaining to my friend, man, my girl don't do this, she don't do that, she don't do this, I'm just giving off a false sense of power. You know, I'm complaining to somebody about it, I can't do nothing about it, but I'm getting it off my chest because I can't get it off my chest with her. So why even complain? Somebody is helped by that, Sister Trina. I believe it. I believe somebody going to listen to that and say, well, yeah, why am I complaining? If I'm choosing to be in this, why am I complaining? If I got on the L and I walked to the hottest cart on the L and I sat there, why would I complain that it's hot when I decided to sit on this particular cart on the L, that's the hottest cart on the L, you know, and the L is the public transportation in Chicago. And so why complain about it when I decided to sit there? So why complain if I'm in this situation when I'm deciding to be in this situation? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Good feedback. Good commentary, Sister Trina. And I praise God for you giving us feedback. Good. Every week you come with something good.
Tune in to the Dennis.
Having technical difficulties again. Brother Dennis.
I'm here.
You heard the commentary from everybody. You even gave your commentary about, you brought it to the forefront, that both people in the relationship can cause a lazy or have a lazy moment. And so we have to be more compassionate if we know that laziness is not a one-side thing. Then we should have some more compassion for the people in that regard. Give us, take your time, man. Give us your feedback and comments.
Well, hey, can you, Pastor Moore, can you read that Proverbs part? I think it was Proverbs 6 when you said about that. Can you read that for me real quick?
Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
Now, one thing that they all said was beautiful things, man, and what we do is we go off on some of the smallest things that can be, you know, easily fixed. But the Bible, you got us looking at the smallest thing, one of the smallest things on planet Earth, to give you an example of how we should structure our lifestyle. And that's really deep. So it's telling me that the small things can be fixed. All you got to do is sit down and watch each other, communicate with each other, and see what we can do to help each other. Because if you look at an ant is doing what? It's constantly bringing the food back to the hive, to the queen, you know, making sure that everything is taken care of. So the queen, you know, is one big queen ant that all these ants are working for. And I'm not just saying, like, for us, the queen, as in, you know, the woman should be the main focal of working. I'm saying it to the point to where it's communicating. These ants are communicating with each other to work together. And if you look at your house, at your sanctuary, you can call your house your queen or your kingdom or your queendom, whatever you want to call it, and you got a significant other that's working with you, maybe the smallest things, it's always something with the smallest things, are always the big things, but if you communicate with each other on the smaller things, maybe y'all can work towards the bigger things. You know, Sister Trina said, if you're content with that situation, why complain about that situation? Even if you feel like it's time for a change, you still got to communicate to that person and see how that person feels. You know, maybe that person is waiting for you to say something. Like, I've been waiting for you to say something all this time. You know, that I want you to understand this is probably an illness that I do have. You know, and I just never brought it to the forefront. And one thing about Sister Nicole, she said, it's just so simple. Just get up and just do it. That's what ants do. They get up and just do it. Okay, how you look at it? They working together, just doing it. Then you got with Sister Dreamer. Sister Dreamer said, you know, you can't really snap on each other about the littlest things. We all going to make mistakes. We're human. Sometimes you can't get to that at enough time or in that orderly fashion to get it done. So you are going to make those type of mistakes. But if it's communicated with each other, not taking advantage of each other, if it's communicated with each other, like, hey, you know what, baby, check this out. I'm running late. If I shave, you know, if I don't get nothing, can you kind of, like, you know, grab whatever I can't get, but I'm going to try to get as much as I can. You know, just communicate. That person might be tired, but just the fact of that you communicated with them, they might get that extra strength. Like, you know, they might find that what that little egg got in them. You know, and they say an egg could pick up 10 times its size. You see what I'm saying? So we probably could find something in us that we didn't even know we had or had. The same thing with Brother Gerard, with what he was saying. You know, all this stuff ain't going to last forever. So I think that, you know, it still boils down to communication. You know, so I love everything that everybody has said today. I know it has helped because these are common problems in a relationship. This is not like a, you know, oh, man, I didn't know that you could have a relationship. Like, no. Any relationship that you get in, you're going to have a problem. If you don't have a problem, it's because somebody either, A, scared to open their mouth and say something, which is a problem, or B, they're going to sit there and just accept whatever it is that's coming to them, you know? So, man, that verse in the Bible, which the whole Bible is beautiful, that verse right there, man, the smallest things, you got to watch the smallest things in order to learn how not to be lazy. And I think communication, sometimes communication is the biggest thing in a relationship, but it's just so simple to just open your mouth and say something. But that's all I'm saying, man. Communication is the key, man. Whether you're lazy or not, or whether it's exhaustion or not, I think you still should try to at least try to communicate it. You know, and if you're too lazy to talk, man, then I don't think you deserve it. Period. But that's about it, Pastor. Well, that's my feedback on everything.
Man, outstanding. Always, Brother Dennis. Always outstanding. I, just to close it out, we changed the foundational scripture for our broadcast to Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the reason why I changed this is because in our relationships today, we're trying to fight a spiritual battle with a worldly knowledge. And I didn't get to the commentary this evening, but I'm going to finish it out with the commentary. Things that pop up in our relationship shouldn't be until separation, unless it's like a physical abuse or, you know, something grave where you could lose your life or, you know, you getting beat on or something to that effect. But like Brother Dennis said, the little things are destroying relationships. And we're thinking that those little things are worldly things, but actually it's these rulers of the darkness that are allowing these little things to become cancerous, if you will, in a relationship. So something as simple as washing dishes can cause two people to separate. Something as simple as taking out the garbage can cause, and if they don't separate, it brings the spirit of hell in the house. Meaning that when you come home, the fact that a dish that is not a living being can cause so much chaos between two living beings to the point you stop talking to each other, don't want to be around each other, you probably start looking at other people outside the relationship. Something as simple as the garbage, which is not living, because we can't figure out a schedule for the garbage, or we can't figure out a schedule for the dishes, something small and minute. It's not the fact that it didn't get done. Usually or typically, there is some deeper message going on behind what comes out of our mouths. Jesus said it's not what goes in our mouths that defiles a man. It's what comes out, because what comes out comes from the heart. And so a lot of times we saying stuff, but we're not getting to the real issue. It ain't really the dishes. It ain't really the garbage. What really is the issue? Let's talk about that. We can, the garbage and the dishes, that shouldn't be a mountain that cannot be removed. And so we're fighting a spiritual war. The enemy doesn't want nothing more for us to be together and give God the glory. The enemy don't want that. So any opportunity to separate us, any opportunity to come in the midst of us and divide us and have us angry all the time, have us frustrated all the time, when we're angry all the time, when we're frustrated all the time, we're not thinking about God, because we know God ain't a part of that. And so we're thinking about self when we're angry all the time. We're thinking about self when we're frustrated. And so as long as the enemy can get us thinking about ourselves 24/7, then we really ain't thinking about the other person nor God. And so we're fighting a spiritual warfare. And we have to understand that we can't fight spiritual warfares with a worldly mindset. We have to go to the Word of God. We have to seek God's help. We have to seek His presence. And we never did get back to the point of ungodly people or people who may not have enough faith in God to trust God to work it out. And how do we handle that? But I leave us with this as we only have seconds left in the broadcast. We have to take these issues to God. Something as small as laziness got to go. If Proverbs has countless numbers of scriptures on laziness, and it ain't just Proverbs. It's all through the Bible talks about laziness. It is a serious issue, and so we got to go and take it to God in prayer and allow Him to help us fight what is a spiritual warfare. But it may seem simple, it may seem minute, but in essence, it's a tool to separate us and divide us. So I thank God for everybody. I thank God for Nicole, Sister Trina, Sister Drina, Brother Gerard, and to you, Brother Dennis, like always, man. I appreciate you sharing the wheel with me. And man, I believe we got from our starting destination, and we have arrived to the ending point in our destination. And so thank God for you. And until next time, stay safe, and we're right back here every Thursday night.